Happy New Year to everyone. Now this is the year of buffalo. Well, the year started with a big snow. None of it was it last year. Anybody here born in the year of the buffalo? Got a few of us here. So, if you're born in the year of buffalo, you must be very strong when you're young. We have a saying that the buffalo begins the story. That's a saying in the Vietnamese. In the literal translation, doesn't really mean much. And so, the saying that the buffalo is the beginning of the story. So the first thing that anyone who does business is to buy a buffalo because the buffalo can help in the field in the old days. So it became a tradition and an idiom in the Vietnamese tradition of the saying. And now in this new year, year of the buffalo, will be a year that has a special story for each one of us. With respect to our Lord, for us to have a relationship with our Lord. As a young farmer, and the first time went up to the city and saw everything is so modern. Anything is new there with respect to this our farmers. And while when they saw a machine, it's very strange. It's like a rectangular machine. It's just a small room. But when this farmer saw that there were two old ladies came into, and then afterward, two young ladies step out. So this farmer said, wow, there's magic here. The two old lady come into, afterward, two young ladies coming out. And then he saw a married from a couple went in, and then just another moment, another one came out, become younger. And this farmer say, this is a magic that makes the people younger. And so he saw another old lady with the two others, and then young boy, and went in there. And after a while, and step out a younger mother with the two younger daughters and they carry a boy in her hand. Oh, this farmer is so surprised. There was such a machine to make people younger. And so he turned to his son and said, then go find your mother. Mother, your mom has to step into here. This is a elevator, and it was a strange thing to witness. We saw that a machine that can turn an older person into a younger. And today, we can enter into a particular machine that when we open the door, we see the blessing. And if we to choose a way to walk on this path, and this will be a way of blessing. And the title is The Gate of Blessing and the Path of Blessing, based on Psalm chapter 84. The key verse is in Psalm 65 verse 4. Blessed are those you choose and bring near to live in your courts. Let's pray for guidance as we share the word of God this morning. Dear loving Father, we thank you because in this new year, we have joy to see each one of us to return here and worship together. We sing songs to praise your name. We have the riddles to have a atmosphere of the new year to commemorate the memories that we have back in our country. though we are here or in Vietnam, we are all children of God. May your word this morning will lead us into the gate of blessing, in the path of blessing, so we can receive those that you are planning to bless us. We lift this worship into your hand, and we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. I'd like to share with you the title is Gate of Blessing and Path of Blessing. Bless for those you choose and bring near to live in your court. Someone who is being staying in the court is entering the presence of the Lord. And Psalm 65 verse 4, the person who can enter the presence of the Lord is someone who has been chosen and be near to the court. Bless for those who you choose and bring near to live in your court. The key verse. How could God choose and make that person to come near his court? Is it by his desire he can choose anybody? And by any favor God will bring? No, God wants everybody has to come near God. Why? We see, we bless for those you choose and bring near to live in your courts. From Adam, committed sin and separated from Lord. And in the time of Eden, no longer there, but there are two who came and offer a lamb and came, offer his fruit from the field. But God accepted Abel's offering, but not from Cain. Why? There are two, but one only got accepted and not the other. Why? God would tell us, because of faith. Because of faith, Abel brought to God a better offering that both of them will come, both will offer. But the accepted one is the one with faith. And then after we see there are two born on the same family, they are twins, and both is in the descendant of the blessed generation. I love Jacob, but hate Esau. The twins, why? They were born of the same family, same mother. They all are able to receive the blessing. But Jacob I love, but Esau I hate. Romans 9:13. The reason, because of Jacob, because he is a one who deceived his brother. God does not hate Esau because Esau is hateful, but because Esau did not honor the Lord. Did not receive God wants him to receive. And he sold his birthright by a cup of soup. So I love Jacob, but Esau I hate him. Jacob wanted what God desired to give him. But Esau was his older brother. He's supposed to receive the inheritance, the blessings. But he denied that birthright. And there are two other. Denied Saul and chose David. Why did God chose Saul to be king? Now he chose David instead, because Saul has turned away from the Lord. So both, there are some who come into the Lord, into the presence of the Lord. But why? Some will be chosen to be close to the Lord, and some come, but God did not choose, because our attitude as we come to the Lord. Love from the Lord is for everyone. God wants everyone to come, but blessed are those who are in the house of the Lord means that blessings are to rely on God's love, to have an attitude, the right one with the Lord. And that is someone God chooses to be living near the court. Someone who approached the Lord could be a bad person, but his sins have been forgiven. Whoever comes in the past, maybe he was indifferent, but currently that person desired to be a relationship with the Lord. So you and I see that we are blessed to be in the house of the Lord, depending on our attitude and how we fear the Lord. Do we have a relationship, a close relationship, so that this is the one person received God's blessing? When God chose someone to be blessed, what for? To praise the Lord until forever. God does not need a choir. God does not formality. God requires someone who can understand His love so that can raise up our voice to pray. The presence of the Lord is not some motion. It's not a program. The praising here of the Lord here is something is from the heart of the person chosen by God. I have often told you, Christian is not happy because he's or she sing, but they sing because they are happy. The joy is from the bottom of their heart and make us sing for the Lord. So when someone sings for the Lord, there must be really joyful inside to be seen out. The first is my heart. When we come into the gates of the Lord, we raise our voice to praise Him, because Jesus has told us, if you love me, that person will obey my commandment. And whoever obeys Jesus' commandment, he will be within my love. I will tell you this so that my joy in you may be complete. So, there are many come to the gate of the Lord, but Jesus said, who will remain in my love? Who can prove that he or she is in God's love? It must be proven in the truth, obeying to the command of Christ. When we keep the command of the Lord, we'll continue to be in the love of the Lord. And thy joy is in you, so that your joy may be complete. This is John chapter 15, verse 10 to 11. When we receive this joy from the Lord, and that joy can make that person to continue to praise the Lord. We can praise the Lord because we are satisfied with God's love. The person cannot sing when they are hungry or lacking of some need. When facing the struggle, that person could not praise. First, seek the kingdom of the Lord and His righteousness, and all these things shall be given to you. Those are our supply. The most important worry is something we need every day. What should I eat? What should I wear? God does say, do not worry. First, seek the kingdom of the Lord. You can be a youth, have time to honor the Lord, to come to the Lord, and the one that we come near will bless us. And David said, I have never seen anyone the righteous forsaken. This is in Psalm chapter 7, 20, verse 25. So someone who is in relationship with the Lord, he will not be denied or forsaken, and the descendant will also be blessed. We thank you. This is the gate of blessing to choose in this new year to be walking through this gate of blessing. There are many gates that open for many. There are doors that make us do well in business to get a great name and some achievement in our life. But whoever comes into the gate that God opened, that person is chosen. Whatever gate is open that we open, God said that gate is the gate of blessing. And the Bible tells us, blessed are those who are in, who praise the Lord forever. The second point, the path of blessings. Blessed are those who get strength in the Lord. In Isaiah chapter 40 verse 31, the one who has strength, who hope is in the Lord, will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. We wait the Lord. The Lord. What does it mean? If we're waiting to get on the bus to go somewhere, and that waiting is very different when you and I wait for a airline ticket. When we buy an airline ticket, we know that we will go somewhere with this ticket. But when we wait for the bus, we're not sure that the bus will come. But there is nothing to guarantee that. When we wait, a friend promised to come and visit us. Then the wait, there's nothing sure about that. When we go to work and wait for a paycheck, and that waiting may be more sure. Because why? Every day we know that we put in the hours. So there is something that we base on so that we can wait. This kind of wait is worth our time because we know it's coming. With God, when the Bible says, whoever has wait on the Lord, and that person will be have new strength. So the new strength that God gave us will be a sign for someone who put hope in the Lord. And that hope is real. It's been guaranteed there is a new strength that will be given by the Lord to that person. So that person will walk without being weary, without faith, and run without being weary. Because we know that there is a new strength of the Lord that He now expressed His waiting on the Lord by walking with God in 300 years. Without that new strength, He now could not walk with the Lord in 300 years. Because of His strength, He would walk with the Lord for a long, long time. And because of new strength, Noah is putting the weight by the action of building an ark. With the 120 years to build an ark, it's not simple. But Noah wait on the Lord and obey to build. He has new strength to build this ark for 120 years. And to know that God's promise to Abraham, he expressed his wait on the Lord. He obeyed the command to go and the place, the land that has been promised. He went, but he did not know where he would go. And Abraham has obeyed the Lord to go to the land promised to him. So he got new strength from the Lord for that. And because of that, Elijah waited upon the Lord. He prayed to the Lord, asking for the rain not to come. He prayed for rain after 3.5 years. But Elijah prayed each day, "Dear God, you have used to give. Please, let not rain come for 3.5 years. And then afterward, when God said, "Go to King Ahab, meet with Ahab, I will make rainfall." And then Elijah came and see Ahab, and he continued to pray, "Please rain upon this land," he prayed. And for these, we see that when a person says, their heart wait upon the Lord and not just sit there, but must express the lifestyle of an active to have new strength. It will bring that person who are waiting on the Lord to have new strength. You and I today, are we sure that we have been saved? If we do not come and worship, what inside of us can guarantee our salvation? So express a way of life to worship the Lord, to express our heart that we are waiting on the Lord. And while we wait and put hope in the Lord, we express in a concrete way of our worship to receive the blessing when we come into the house of the Lord on the path of blessing. Here, they came to pilgrimage to Zion. In the actual Zion, to clarify the place, to understand that, so that all the children has the new strength to turn their heart to the time when we will see the Lord. The place where God is present. Zion is in the name of the King of David. Zion in the Old Testament represents to say that this is the holy mountain of the Lord. In Psalm, David said Zion is the holy mountain of God. In verse 76, Zion is the place where Jesus is. So there is some believe that with the God there is a place, but God does not reside in the place we build for Him. And so David say, God's presence is found in the holy mountain. When we turn our heart to go towards Zion, that person is wishing to see the Lord. And your congregation, in the English version, this is translation, the heart is the path of blessing. It's not just a concept only, but their heart really is a path toward the blessing. Meaning, our wishes, not just in our mind, the wish that come from the heart of the person desiring to see them. Here is not just a particular, this a particular preference, a choice to be part on the path of blessing, the path to Zion, where God is present. One thing we thank the Lord is that person went on the path of blessing, and when he crossed, they will pass through the valley of Becca, which is the suffering and morning, they make it a place of spring. And the situation, if the situation causes to have the attitude of the situation, a sad situation will make us sad. Is someone who is facing that is sick to death, there should not be joy in that person. So if the situation causes to be like the environment, and someone who just have a give birth to a child, that person is very joyful. Something happened, and that situation caused the happiness or sadness in us. So the situation caused the way of us to feel and think. But when they pass through the valley of Becca, they make it a place of spring. The autumn rains also cover a pool. Verse 6. This is very strange. None of this happened in the real life. Only on the way to Zion, the pilgrimage to God in Zion. When we agree to walk on the path to see God, and the strength of the Lord renews to cause the situation change. A person who is make a choice to come and walk the path of the Lord, the life of that person will change the society around that person. In Daniel chapter 6, verse 18-23, talk about after living in the king of Babylon kingdom, he was lifted up as an officer. Another emperor went up after Nebuchadnezzar was defeated. And Daniel still hold a high office in these empires. And all the, when others saw that Daniel had some special treatment, that person is a Jew. It's not part of the empire. And then jealousy set into the other officer. They find the way to destroy Daniel. So then they talk among each other. They said, "Dear King, put a decree, dear King, in 30 days, no one should worship any other God except you, King. They should not call on any God." And then God put the decree down. And the Bible says, every day, Daniel opened the window and faced toward Jerusalem and prayed 3 times a day. And because of that, all the other officers showed to the king that, "The king, you have made a decree that you have made. You could not be changed. Daniel has prayed to his Lord 3 times a day. And then Daniel should be put into the lion's den." And that is Darius didn't want to do that. And because he has decreed, he could not change his own law. And in Daniel chapter 6, saw that the Darius, in verse 18, during that night, the king Darius could not sleep. And did not want to see any kind of entertainment. And even all that night, the king could not sleep. But Daniel, and because he worshipped the Lord, whoever worshipped any other gods would be thrown into the lion's den. And that night, Daniel sleep well. The next day, Darius went to the lion's den and saw. The king said, "Did your Lord God save you? He was awake on my own." And now, when he came to the lion's den, asked Daniel, and Daniel said, "Dear king, my Lord has sent angels to close the mouth of the lion. So none of it has harmed me." So we know that someone belongs to God can be in the lion's den and still sleep and can encourage a king who has the power to release the lion and Daniel in Acts chapter 27. And we hear the story of Paul in the missionary trip. He was captured to be sent to Rome. And during that time, the weather wasn't very good. And Paul recommended, wait, not to set out yet because of the weather. But they thought, oh, Paul is just want to delay his imprisonment. So they continued to on the journey. And then the storm came. And there were 270, everybody was worried on that ship. They did not want to eat, and they could not control the ship under this stormy weather. And it almost wrecked the ship. But Paul said, the man of God encouraged everybody. The person who is in prison encouraged the prisoner guard. I can guarantee you, Paul said, none of us will be destroyed. If it's God's man, the one who walked in the path, a pathway to Zion, though we can pass through the valley of suffering and morning, we will turn those into spring, and then the autumn rains will fall. You and I, today, on the path of blessing, the Bible, in Ezekiel chapter 47, verse 7, 8, give us this. When Jesus came, in 1,000 years coming, there will river from Jerusalem, the place where Jesus will reign for 1,000 years. And the Bible said this river to flow, and that will make life where the river flows. And that river flows to the sea, and the water of the sea will become sweet. And all the creatures will be alive. And the fish will be abundant whenever the river stitches. Wherever the river flows, there will be life. And this is the life that God gives to His children. We are being put here in this so that others can receive the blessing to experience that life. And we are children of God. We know the path. And when we are in the valley of complaining, of mourning, we can see the blessing of the Lord. We give thanks to the Lord, your life and mine. We've been encouraged. Continue to walk, and we will be blessed with new strength. This is something very impossible physically. And we walk, we will be tired, but God said, the more you walk with the Lord, the more new strength you will have. But in reality, we see that Moses is someone, as a leader from Israel, to lead people out of Egypt. When he was called, he was 80 years old. He's old. But in 40 years, Moses led the people to the desert, into the Moab, the mountain, and crossing the Jordan is a promised land. He was already 120 years old. And the Bible said, though he was old, he passed away, yet his eyes were not weak, nor his strength gone. In Deuteronomy chapter 34, it said, who has helped Moses for 40 years cross many struggling during the 40 years in the wilderness? Who gave his eyes to be clear and his strength renewed? The Lord. And Moses had led the people of Israel to the edge of the promised land. We are the children of the Lord. We will not be disappointed. I think that many people are complaining, but if we are in the path to Zion, we will never disappoint. We will never find death. Or we will not say anything about to complain about the world we are in. Why? Because we are on the path. But we are walk toward where the presence of the Lord is. So whoever in this year decide to be in the path of the Lord, that person will receive the joy to praise the Lord. Whoever agrees to make a choice to go along this path, though we are through the valley of the shadow of death, we will be no evil. I wish that your life and mine, we will follow the Lord. We will be not disappointed. Our body will decay, but our life will be renewed. Our strength will be renewed. The strength of the Lord will cause us to have new strength. Put a decision, I will walk with the Lord to the path toward Zion. I will walk in the path that will be blessed. There's a lady in Pennsylvania, and her name was Reynolds. She has a son named Dwight, and he was a soldier in the Vietnam War. Every week, she received a letter from her son. I am safe, mother. Don't worry about me. And after a while, 3 weeks, she did not receive. She was concerned, was wondering whether her son is well or not. And there is a military jeep stop in front of her house and gave her, and saying that your son has died in a battle in Vietnam. And Reynolds was really sad. Why? Every day I pray for my son to have peace, to return. So why did you let my son die? They said, they lost. They could not find. And she was very sad. Her friend, another, they also, this family of her, this friend also has a son. And this family has a son also died in the battle of Vietnam. Oh, he said, I have a someone who can do a seance to contact with the soul of the dead. I want to invite you to this seance. You will have the opportunity to see and talk to your son. But Reynolds said, no. The Bible said, told me that the dead would not know, so we could not communicate with the dead. Reynolds refused not to come. And the next week, her friend continued to call Reynolds. And last week, I saw my son. Many other friends also saw there. I also saw your grandson. And he said, why did my mom did not come and talk to me? Her friend said. And so Reynolds remembered her son. And so the next Tuesday, they will go to that seance meeting. And that next week they saw, she saw Dwight there. Why? And they talked to each other for hours. But she feel comforted. And she said, oh, Pastor, the Bible was wrong. The dead could not communicate with the living. But I saw Dwight. I talked to Dwight every Tuesday on that seance. So every Tuesday, she came to her friend's house so that she, during the seance, can talk to her son, Dwight. 6 months passed. Reynolds has seen Dwight each Tuesday. And until one day, on a Friday, she was at her home. She saw somebody ring the bell, and she opened the door, and the door is standing in front. What? You are here? I saw you on Tuesday night. And Dwight said, didn't understand what she was talking about. And he came to the house, said, you are dead. I got a death certificate. I fought in Vietnam in 6 months, and my military unit has been lost communication. But afterward, we got communication back. I was wounded in that battle, and so I was in the hospital in Vietnam for 6 months. Now I am well again, so they let me go home. The congregation. Reynolds did not know in the passing, but she saw Dwight each Tuesday like that. What caused Reynolds to see him? And I think this is the power of darkness that caused her each Tuesday to see Dwight. And she thought that she was dead. No. Her son was still alive. Just tell us something. The devil continues to deceive us, the children of God, by many other different gates and different paths that lead to destruction. Then they thought that those paths were right. But the congregation, the word of God, let us know there is only one gate for us to enter. Blessed is one who stay in the house of the Lord. And blessed of those who are renewed by strength, that their heart will become a path leading to God. I hope that in this new year, we have a decision, the right one, so that we can come into the gate of blessing that God has been planning for those who love Him. Only in that gate of blessing, that person can be truly blessed. May God bless each of you. Let's all stand for our prayer. We praise our Lord because You have blessed each one of us. Though we may have passed through many struggle moments in our job, getting difficulty, or maybe some burden that took away our loved ones. But we praise You and thank You, Lord, because You have given us those are things that are a blessing to us. Among the situation, the path that You have given us is the path of blessing. And this morning, in this celebration, as we worship, Your word has encouraged us and reminded us, it's blessing of those who are entering into the path of blessing. You have chosen us to be close to You so that we have an appropriate attitude, so that we truly come near You. And so our mouth can praise You, our lips can praise You, Lord. May our heart always return toward Zion, the place where God will be, that we will see You with our eyes, we'll experience a new life at that place. May we have these days that as we walk toward You, to walk with new strength from You, so that the place where the darkness, that the place where we live, will become a spring and a river of life that You have given each one, so that others can see that we are children of God. It's a blessing from You. May You save us. But if something that has prevented us from being close to You and worship You, that cause us to be apart from You, any of those things that cause us to live in a complaining attitude, may You save us, Lord. So today, we will come into the gate of blessing, on the path of blessing that You have given us. We lift each one of us into Your hand. May You lead us by our hand. We thank You, Lord. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.